Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you. And of the topic, nothing is greater than God's grace. Nothing. Amen. Zechariah 4:1. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. Romans 8:31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Wonderful passages of Scripture this morning. Amen. You know, the Lord dealing with my heart out of this, and I thought about how wonderful the grace of God is. Amen. That there is nothing. Amen. The Lord basically gave me the title of this this message because of a song that was sung several years ago. Amen. And that song said, there ain't no mountain and there ain't no valley. There ain't no problem greater than the grace of Jesus. Amen. That was the chorus of that song. There ain't no mountain. There ain't no valley, and there ain't no problem, amen, that is greater than His grace. I heard that, you know, if we will take a hold of that, the grace of God, amen, that worketh in us, if we will allow that grace of God to work in us, then we will never find a mountain that is too high. We'll never come to a valley that is too low, amen, or a river that is too wide, amen. We'll never find a problem, amen, that is too big, no matter, amen, if it is the Anakims, amen, and the giants of David's day, amen, or if it's the giants of this modern age that we're living in, no matter what the problem, amen. I can tell you, who can be against those that God is for? Amen. My. Amen. I was glad that I read the first statement of President Trump last night. Amen. And both statements, he was kind to the other people that were injured. But I'm more privileged of the second statement, that he said it was God alone, amen, that delivered him. Amen. By the way, that much had not been the end of Mr. Trump. Amen. As far as this world is concerned. Amen. So, I can tell you that one fellow said that Steve Bannon, amen, who's served a prison sentence for not sitting in front of that wretched J6 committee, amen, I'd have been him, I'd have probably done the same thing, amen, nevertheless, amen, said he's, amen, he's wearing the armor of God, amen. All I can tell you is if God's for you, that there cannot be anybody that can be against you. But if God is not for you, my friend, amen, then all I can say is that you're in trouble this morning. Amen. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that I know of. Amen. I'd rather know that I'm on His side. Amen. That He is watching over me. And I heard Him say in the Word of God that He give His angels charge over us. Amen. All I can tell you is, amen, that if God's dispatched an angel to watch over you, amen, you're in good hands. Amen. You're in better hands than Mr. Trump with the Secret Service. Hello. Amen. You're in better hands than, amen, the greatest dictator with all the armies around about them. Amen. God, amen, can keep. Amen. I heard Brother Paul say, I mean, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded, amen, that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Amen. But I want to look for a little bit this morning. I open with a text in Zechariah, and it's dealing with that, the work of Zerubbabel. Amen. Who God has tasked to rebuild the house of God. He's a priest. Amen. And the house of God, they had built the walls of Jerusalem. We studied the writings of Nehemiah. Amen. But the house of God, amen, had been laid, amen, down and had not they built their houses back. Amen. But the house of God had been laying out, amen, undone. And God had saw to it that He had stirred up some people. Amen. Oh, yes. And they got the, if you're going to do something for God, my friend, go ahead and get your armor on. Amen. Go ahead and get your faith built up, because there is an enemy. There are Tobiases. And, amen, there are a whole bunch of other folks that are coming to see if they can stop what God wants done. Amen. You will no longer have God whisper something in your ear, and, amen, and the devil's whispering in the other one. Amen. You know that can't be done. Amen. I can tell you that nothing, amen, shall be impossible unto them that believe. That's what Jesus said, made it clear to His disciples. No matter what the devil said, amen, I can tell you it doesn't matter how big it is. I serve a great big God. Amen. Come on. I said we serve a great big God. Amen. He's mightier than the mighty. He's greater than the great. Amen. I can tell you there is nothing or no one, nor any power or principality, amen, or anything else that is greater than this God. Amen. My, what a wonderful God. Amen. I thought about, amen, Paul, amen, that when he went to Mars Hill and he began to tell them, amen, about the unknown God, that superstitious idol they had there. Amen. They was afraid they'd miss a God. Paul said, you have. Let me introduce you to Him. Amen. He's the unknown God that you have called Him. Amen. But He is God that has spoke the world into existence. Amen. Oh, and it's His Son that has come. Amen. Amen. In the regeneration of man. Amen. And make wicked hands have nailed Him to a cross. Amen. But it's that same God. Amen. Declared His power that has raised Him from the dead. Amen. Victorious. The third day over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. And that same man that He has resurrected. Amen. That has suffered for the sins of mankind is going to sit in judgment. Amen. On a great white throne. And He's going to rule how we have done and what we have done with Him. Amen. Let me hurry. So Zechariah, amen, he's woken by an angel. Amen. And that angel has given him a vision, or shown him a vision and a revelation. And we know what he sees. He sees two olive trees. Amen. That are sitting by two golden pipes that come down. Amen. And empty into a bowl, a golden bowl. Amen. And that golden bowl then has tubes that rise up. Amen. And on the top of each of those tubes, amen, there is a candle. Amen. Or there is a lamp with a wick. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. If God ain't pouring down that holy oil. Amen. Well, what's the two olive trees? That's God the Father and God the Son. Well, where's the Holy Ghost at? He's the oil. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, it's the will of the Father. Amen. And the Christ, the Lamb of God, is the living will of God. Amen. Making manifest, amen, that glorious work of the Spirit that God sent the Holy Ghost, amen, to work. That all comes down into that, through those golden pipes. Empties itself down into that golden bowl. Up those tubes it rises. Amen. That wick then picks up that oil. Amen. And the flame makes, amen, it's burning. It ain't burning the wick. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Come on with me. If we get out of oil, guess what happens to us? We burn out pretty quick, don't we, Brother Tony? Amen. A lot of us ain't old enough to know anything about lamps. Amen. I remember, I'm 65. I remember in my year I'm 65 because I got pestered so much by the... pestered for months by the, amen, whoever they are, amen, for Medicare. That's who it was. Amen. I got calls every day. I'm going to throw my phone out the window. Amen. Oh, listen. Amen. But I remember when I was a boy. Amen. If you let that lamp get too low on oil, Brother Tony, it couldn't wick that oil up in that lamp. Amen. And if it couldn't wick that oil up and pull that oil up, amen. Listen, amen, what does it do? It starts to burn the wick. Amen. And when the wick starts burning, something else starts happening. It starts to smoke. Amen. Not only does it smoke, which obscures the light, amen, but when the wick gets burned, it begins to lose more ability to pull oil up. Amen. See, that heat is what's drawing that oil up through that wick. I won't preach in a minute here. Listen. Amen. God put His church here. Amen. Listen. Amen. And amen. The only way to have, the only way to have that oil. Amen. You can't have it but one way. I want to say it again. We can't have it but one way. If my people which are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Amen. There. If we will seek God, amen, then God will send, amen, the oil down. Amen. If the oil comes down, amen, it will fill up that wick. Amen. God said about them deacons of that early church, said they were full. They were full. It didn't say they were half full. It said they were full of the Holy Ghost. They was full of that oil, Brother Tony. They spilled. Woo, they were saturated. Amen to God. Oh, when we get saturated with that, amen, that oil. Amen. And somebody lights a flame to that. Come on with Brother Joe. David said, amen, the candle of the Lord is, amen, that spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, lighting all the inward parts. He finished up in Psalms chapter 18. Thou wilt light my candle. Thou wilt enlighten my darkness. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. If we'll let God fill us, amen, God will light us up. Amen. With the fire from heaven. Amen. Glory to God. I believe it was the first person I ever read that was accredited to this statement was John Wesley. Amen. They asked Brother Wesley, what is the secret of your ministry? Amen. And Brother Wesley said, just pray until the fire falls. Amen. To the fire falls and they'll come out to watch me burn. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if we'll seek God, amen, that oil will come from heaven. Amen. And there will be a bright and a shining light. We live in a world, amen, that is darkness, covers the land, and gross darkness to people. Amen. But He said, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Glory. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I believe it's time to shine. Amen. For God. And I ain't talking about there's a lot of folks want to shine. Amen. To reveal themselves. All they after is a name. And somebody says, well, wonderful old brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. How wonderful they are. Oh, we've missed it. Amen. I've seen a lot of people call wonderful that I didn't think was so wonderful. I think God's wonderful. I said, I think God's wonderful. Amen. You see, it's not the vessel. Amen. That's important. Amen. Is God in that vessel? And is God at work in that vessel? Amen. God can take a vessel. Amen. Let me just say a little bit of that song. Amen. I believe that Mike Boland sung years ago. Amen. He made something out of nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Hey, John. Amen. Hey, John the Baptist, we want to know who you are.
I'm just a voice crying out in the wilderness. That's all I am. Amen. I'm just a set of vocal cords. Amen. That God can speak through. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, my brother Joe. Amen. He wants vessels. Vessels that He can purge. Amen. He can purge the flesh out of them. He can purge the carnality out of them. Come on, my brother Joe. He can purge all even the things that corrupt out of that vessel. And then He can pour through that vessel without the work of God being corrupted. Amen. Oh God. Amen. It ain't Christ plus Joe. It ain't Christ plus this one or that one. It's Christ plus nothing. Minus nothing. Amen. I can tell you all God's, all that high priest of heaven is trying to do, He's trying to burn up that sacrifice. Amen. So there ain't nothing left but an ascending odor to God. Amen. Come on, my brother Joe. Amen. Ah, just that altar, that flame that's burning. Everything else don't matter. Let me hurry. I know I've bit off too much to preach this morning, probably. Two olive trees. Listen, Brother Joe will tell you something. Them olive trees will never run out. The problem is not the olive trees. The problem is not, amen, the tubes coming down to the bowl. The problem is not even the bowl. The problem is, amen, when folks quit allowing God to fill that bowl with that oil. Ooh, that's where the problem's at. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Here's old Samuel. God said, I've had it with old Saul. Amen. I'm rejecting him. I want you to take that old horn you got out there that you anointed Saul with. And I want you to go dump all that cankered oil out. Clean that horn out. And fill it with fresh oil. I want to send you down to Bethlehem. Amen. To the house of Jesse. Amen. Because I have banned me somebody down there after mine own heart. Woo! Shall you to the boss? Glory! Amen. So off goes old Samuel. Amen. With that horn full of fresh oil. Amen. Down there. Amen. He ain't a man that's coming down there that hadn't been talking to God. He's been talking to God, Brother Tony. He's in tune with Him. Amen. He's got that fresh horn filled with fresh oil. Come on with me. Amen. Down to Jesse's house he goes. And when he gets down there, the least likely fella, amen, that anybody would have ever thought that old Samuel's going to pull that oil out on, amen, was a little boy, amen, out in the field keeping the sheep. Jesse had some big strapping sons. David was had a checkered history because of how he arrived in this world. Come on. Oh, but I'm telling you something. Amen. He had a heart for God. Amen. I said he had a heart for God. He's a man after God's own heart. Did David make mistakes? Indeed he did. Amen. But did he lose out with God in the end? No, indeed he didn't. Amen. He found a place of repentance when he done God wrong. Amen. Saul made excuses. David made repentance. Oh, let me be a repentant man. Give me a nail. Amen. And the altar. Amen. Glory to God. What does that mean, Brother Joe? A place to hold on while I repent before God so that God can wash me, cleanse me, amen, and fill me. Then we can teach transgressors God's way. Hallelujah. He looked at all them boys that one by one they come by. All of Jesse's sons. He said, this all your sons? He said, nope. I got one out there in the field. Go get him. Ain't none of these him. Here comes David in. And David comes in front of Saul, Samuel. And Samuel says, God says to Samuel, that's my boy. That's my man right there. Amen. Who thought of a hush? Glory. Behold, I say unto thee, if you will walk with me, behold, in obedience and submission, saith the Lord. Behold, I say unto thee, well, that which I have given thee to do, though it may seem impossible unto you, behold, I say unto thee, it will not be impossible that if you walk with me, that through Christ all things are possible to them that believes, saith the Lord. Set your affection on things above. Set your ear to hear my voice. Your eye to behold thy truth, saith the Lord. And walk in the light as I'm in the light. And behold, I'll say unto thee that I will cause the blood to cleanse you and to purge you. And I will pour out of my oil and of my spirit, saith the Lord. And I will endue you with power and with ability, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, all ability. And the Word of God says, talks about power. David said, once I heard it once, twice has it been said that power belongeth unto God. Power is translated many times in the term of ability. Power to tread on serpents. Ability to tread upon serpents and upon dragons. Amen. My, what frightens the living daylights out of some folks. Amen. Won't frighten God's people. You got any Bible for that? Oh, of course. Man, I'm preaching about named David. I mean, I'm afraid when Goliath stepped out on the other side, all you could hear was teeth chattering in that valley, Brother Tony. They scared Jeebers, their knees were knocking together, sounding like a bunch of skeletons. Amen. But there was one fella in that crowd didn't have no knees a knocking. Come on, his teeth wasn't a chattering. Amen. His mouth was a moving and his tongue was declaring, "Who is that uncircumcised Philistine on the other side of that hill?" Boy, if you go to saying things like that, you'll get the ire of that world, that religious crowd on you. That one brother, David, walks over and said, "Why don't you go back and take care of them few little sheep that you look after?" Boy, if he only knew. I said, if he only knew. If he only knew one day, amen, David wouldn't be looking after no few little sheep. David'd be looking after a nation. When others seen a shepherd boy, God seen a king. Woo! Amen. Not just any king, but a king that was going to bring the borders and the boundaries of Israel to what God had indicated they should be all along. Woo! Amen. You see, there's a place called Jerusalem. Amen. That they couldn't take, but amen, when God brought David and his king and his obedience, Jerusalem fell. Amen, under the reign of David. Amen. And listen, amen, David wasn't satisfied that Jerusalem fell. Amen. David wasn't satisfied till Jerusalem is the capital, amen, of Israel. Amen. And he wasn't satisfied then until that Ark of the Covenant, that presence of God, amen, was brought, amen, into that capital city. Woo! And it so thrilled old David, amen, that he humbled himself, took off all his kingly robes and vesture, amen, and put on a little white linen ephod, amen, in its simplicity, amen, in its plainness, and danced with all of his might in front of that, amen, as it was brought into the capital of Israel. Oh, that daughter of Saul, his wife, she looked on him and despised him. Said he's making a fool out of himself. If you obey God, amen, and humble yourself down and do what God says, there'll be folks say, "You're making a fool out of yourself." I'd rather be a fool for Jesus than a wise man for the devil. Hello. Amen. David told her, "You ain't seen nothing yet. Woo! Amen. You just wait. Amen. What you preaching, Brother Joe? Nothing. Nothing is too great for the grace of God. Nothing's too hard. Nothing's too big. Amen. Oh, they said Jerusalem couldn't fall, but it did. Amen. Before that time, amen, Jericho was an impenetrable city. Amen. But when God got on the scene, amen, that impenetrable city, amen, crumbled, amen, like a bunch of cheap bricks. Amen. With a bunch of, amen, mortar that was not what it's supposed to be. God breathed on it, and down it come. God even saved an old gal in there that was, a lot of folks have said, "Boy, there ain't no hope for her." The Madam of Jericho, of all the people that come out of Jericho, that got saved, there was only one family, Brother Tony, and it's the Madam of Jericho's family, Rahab. And God was going to save that, amen, that Madam of Jericho and grafter her into the family of God, and she's the great-great-grandmother of David. Ooh, why, Brother Joe? Because she believed on God. She committed her life to God. Come on. Amen. She put her life on the line. She hid them spies. She didn't have to do that. Amen. But because she believed God. Amen. So she told them the truth. They've been being lied to by people in the camp. Oh, we look like grasshoppers in the sight of them folks. Amen. And I'm telling you, Rahab said, from the time we heard that you come across, amen, that Red Sea, great fear has come upon all that are in this land. My. Isn't it amazing how, amen, sometimes God uses the strangest people to give people enlightenment? Amen. Gideon went over to the camp of the Midianites. Slipped over there in the night. He's got all that 300 folks lined up to do the will of God. Amen. And he slips off over there. Amen. And all of a sudden he's hearing a man sitting, amen, in his tent talking. Amen. Said, this is the sword of Gideon. Amen. And he talked about a vision that he had seen, a great tumbleweed that come rumbling to that camp. And I mean, it just creating havoc. And hey, amen, come on. And he said, this is nothing more, amen, less than the, amen, the sword of Gideon. This is, Gideon went back. Boy, God had took him to the enemy's camp and encouraged him about what he's fixing to do. Woo! Isn't it something that God can use the enemy to give courage to the children of God? My. I don't question God's ways. What greater encouragement could Gideon have got than he got from the enemy? Amen. My. Amen. But it was God that was a work in all of that. Amen. Nothing is greater than the grace of God. Oh, amen. That enemy ain't going to say anything like that. I can tell you, when God gets to working, that's the problem we've come to today, is that people trust in self-ability. They trust in their own little mental ability. They trust in their physical ability. They trust in their financial ability. But they don't trust in the ability of God. We will never see the miraculous until we learn how to trust God. I said, no, that's just the facts. Well, Brother Joe, you know, the problem is that we don't like being put there. I've never seen anybody like being in a trial. But I want to tell you something. If we're going to get that faith honed, it ain't going to get home while everything is roses and everything is beautiful, blue, sunshiny skies. It's in them valleys and in the midst of them trials and them battles. It's where faith, that sword, amen, gets honed and sharpened. Amen. The triangle of your faith, Peter writes, that old fisherman said, is more precious than gold that is tried in the fire, though it perish with the trying thereof. It's more precious. Amen. Why? Because that faith will carry you through, my friend. Amen. David ain't operating, amen, on some kind of emotion. David ain't operating, amen, on some kind of ego trip. Amen. David, when he comes into the valley of Elah, he's operating, amen, on faith. Amen. Through experience. Come on with Brother Joe. Faith, come on with me. Amen. Amen. We glory in tribulation also. He says in Romans chapter 5. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. Why? Because tribulation worketh patience. And patience experience. And experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in the heart. Amen. By the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Woo. Every time we go through one of them trials. Amen. God shows up. Amen. What looks like absolute impossibility. Even after a while, we find ourselves looking back down in the valley, Brother Tony. And it's God that's brought us out.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.